From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Imagine getting an invitation to a town hall from someone across the political aisle. That was the idea behind a recent event sponsored by the Calhoun County Democratic Committee. They asked their members to invite Republican friends in an effort to bridge the divide. WBHM's Noel Annan went to find out what happened.
The room was buzzing with pressing questions for the Speaker of the Night, former Democratic U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Pam Howard had her topics ready.
I have a lot of concerns about the cuts we're going to feel here in Alabama. Can we fund our hospitals? Are we going to be able to pay for our teachers and our education issues and all? I'm hoping he has some solutions for us.
Lou Mosley was thinking about the theme for the event.
I'm really hoping to learn how we can better engage those folks who don't quite have the same views and opinions that we do as far as politics.
Attendees wrote their questions down and put them in a basket for Jones to answer. While he covered topics ranging from how to engage young voters to rising health care costs, Jones originally hoped the town hall would bring people together. Democratic attendees were instructed to bring their Republican friends. While some said they invited conservatives, hardly any showed.
I invited 36 people. I was told no by the Republicans.
I had a friend who has always voted on the Republican ticket, but she has COVID, but she's interested and she's concerned and she feels like things are changing that are affecting her life personally.
I certainly promoted this to the people that I know who are Republicans. I heard a series of excuses and people just dodged it.
That was Mosley and Howard again, along with Lucille Bodenheimer. Each of them said that a political divide is not only at the heart of the current government shutdown, but many issues facing the country today. Some were disappointed that their friends didn't take the opportunity to cross the proverbial aisle. But other attendees, when asked if they invited Republicans, said they didn't even know or speak to any. One even shuddered at the thought of talking to a Republican. But after hunting through the room for one, just one Republican, I finally found J.R. Haynes, who was undaunted by the divide.
And so I decided to come out just because I'm interested in politics. You know, I like to hear all types of perspectives, even though I am a Republican.
Haynes feels that, in spite of Jones's invitation to both Democrats and Republicans for his town hall, Jones only spoke negatively about Republicans and not Democrats. He took issue with how Jones answered his own question, how do we heal political divisiveness in this country?
We need to get people to quit talking about human beings in ways that demean them. I don't know if you saw Senator Tuberville on, I don't even know what show it's on.
And I think to actually unite a country or people or community, you have to acknowledge there's faults on both sides, because there absolutely is.
Haynes says while he shares some concerns with the Democratic Party, he has plenty of reservations.
I voted for Trump, and I do think that his rhetoric is oftentimes quite annoying to watch. But we also have had Democrats, people celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, and like those individuals do exist, and if we can't acknowledge that, how can we move forward as a country, as a society?
He sees Democrats engaging in what he calls political theater, especially over the government shutdown. Nevertheless, he was on board with the idea behind the town hall.
I think that's a beautiful thing for this country, to be able to come out and to engage with people. I mean, there's a lot of politicians, especially on the right, I wish would do events like this.
Sheila Gilbert with the Calhoun County Democratic Committee says she wished more Republicans attended and were willing to engage in political discussions. But she says this will not be the last bipartisan event the committee holds. She hopes Alabamians will do the hard work to connect with their neighbors across the political aisle. Noel Annan, WBHM.